standing, you might never make it out. Take advantage of these savages is what we highly doubt. Yep.
I am climbing Table Mountain. The windswept rage is truly pounding. All the deeds undone I'm counting. All the words that stung are mounting.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcast out of Vancouver from the traditional unceded territory of the Musqueam people. Welcome back to Mixed Cassette. Mixed Cassette 12.7. We have quite the show today. It's going to be kind of breezy acoustics, getting in the mood for spring. Lots of great cuts here. Father John Misty, Karen O featuring Danger Mouse, or Karen O and Danger Mouse, Nora Jones, Mac DeMarco, Neil Young, Sharon Van Etten, or Etten, I always get it confused, Snail Mail, Best Coast, Vampire Weekend, Logic, Metric, Anderson .Paak, Chili Gonzalez, and a bonus jam that's basically Divine Intervention. So we're going to get things going right away. This is a great cut off of last year's record from Father John Misty, and like all of his work, it just gets better with time.
Testing the map. things have to stop. The bar closes at 5, but the big man is just opening shop. Don't you remember?
Mental health matters. Do you struggle with anxiety, depression, ADHD, bipolar disorder, sleep issues, or anything that is compromising your mental wellness? If so, book an appointment with Finlandia's integrative mental health practitioner today. Karen Ryan can help you with your symptoms, your challenges, and your goals, and will create a treatment plan specifically designed for you. Students pay only $50 for their first consultation, which includes a gift bag of supplements worth over $60 from some of the top health companies in the industry. Call Finlandia today at 604-734-7760 and let our team help you turn your mental illness into mental wellness.
Celebrate Earth Day, April 22nd, with the soundscape of a Saturna Island, British Columbia wetland. Follow the 24-hour circadian rhythm as it unfolds in sync with your local time. The voices of the frogs, birds, insects, and their environment take over the airwaves for this experience in slow radio. The wetland broadcast is created by artists Brady Marks and Mark Timmings. Crack open a virtual window and connect your everyday activities to the wetland soundscape. April 22nd, all day, Earth Day. To learn more, visit wetlandproject.com.
Well, I hope everyone celebrated Earth Day, and that sounds really cool. I remember when I was in love, light years ago, putting on the Nature Channel on the Shaw Digital Cable and pretending that we're camping. It's quite the experience. Highly recommended in an apartment. And also Finlandia. I thought that was a music festival, but definitely get your mental health supports. They're super important. It's integral. Everyone needs some. Do it. We were listening to Neil Young, The Needle and the Damage Done from Harvest. Harvest was 1972, I believe, and just a wonderful record, yeah, 1972. Classic, always mentioned in the top 25, but I think it's even more underrated than that. In terms of rhythm and acoustics and just like that nice in-between sweet spot in the middle of rock and roll and country, it just so incredible. That song's, of course, about a best friend that passed from heroin usage, and just an incredible, remarkable achievement and song. Really glad I got to play that tonight. Prior to that, we had Mac DeMarco, Old Dog Demos, still feeling that those instrumentals on the back end of that EP. That was One More Love Song, one of the best songs on that album, This Old Dog. But yeah, the demos, the instrumentals are so great. You can get more layers out of it. Just super, super talented, him and his band. Looking forward to the next album. It's about time. Norah Jones, After the Fall, Little Broken Hearts. That's from 2012. That's actually a collaboration with Danger Mouse as well. And just incredible work from Norah Jones. I think she has a really underrated catalog. I really respect her because each album she kind of tries to do something different, although she circled back to her piano work from Come Away With Me on this last album, Daybreaks. But if you go through her catalog, she's really quite varied, and she tries new things. She's super creative, and yet the just pure vocals stay the same. And that was her work with Danger Mouse, who's now, of course, collaborated with Karen O, which we're listening to The Ministry, or just Ministry, off of Lux Prima. Just a great record. And that song, I didn't really get it, or I didn't really hear it on the first couple spins of that record. And now I'm just like, okay, that's my jam. It reminds me of like 1998 Sliding Doors or something like that. It's really cool. Father John Misty, God's Favorite Customer, off the album, same name. Just incredible stuff, you know. Like I said, I didn't want to give, you know, Father John Misty that godlike status, although he bequeathed it upon himself. I feel like he's kind of hit or miss. And when he's on, like that record all the way through, it's just incredible work. And I think he's just a great artist. And I think he should rejoin the Fleet Foxes at least for one more album. We got lots more great music coming up. This is Sharon Van Etten, one of my favorite artists. Let's get this going.
For you. Baby, 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 yeah. once in my life I felt close to you. I was so overcome with emotion. When I was hurt and in need of affection. When I was tired and I couldn't go home. Then you offered protection. So am I learning my lesson? Or am I back on my own? Big Blue, once in my life I felt close to you. I was so overcome with emotion. When I was hurt and in need of affection. When I was tired and I couldn't go home. Then you offered protection. So am I learning my lesson? Or am I back on my own? Big Blue, once in my life I felt close to you. I was so overcome with emotion. When I was hurt and in need of affection. When I was tired and I couldn't go home. Then you offered protection. So am I learning my lessons? Or am I back on my own? Big Blue, for once in my life I felt close to you. I was so overcome with emotion. When I was hurt and in need of affection. When I was tired and I couldn't go home. Then you offered protection. So am I learning my lesson? Or am I back on my own?
And blow away.
Her heart, he wants to stay. Member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 with discounts on Commercial Drive at
Audio Pile, High Life Records, Mintage, People's Co-op Bookstore, Stormcrow Tavern, The Rio Theater, JQ Clothing Limited, and Bone Rattle Music Limited.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
Country and Western, I like it. I grew up in Calgary, so what up? We were just listening to Grow Up and Blow Away from Metric from 2007, actually recorded in 1999. And then kind of released in 2001 and then shelved for 6 years because they felt like their sound, which is a lot more hard rocking, a little bit more up-tempo, a little bit more edgy, synthy, didn't really mesh and fans wouldn't really know what to expect with this record. It's actually my favorite Metric record. Really, really appreciate it. It's definitely a grower. I've been listening to it for years and just never get tired of it. It just has that like really soft kind of new wave kind of Cardigans-ish sound, and I'm just really feeling it. Prior to that, we were listening to Logic, I'm Probably Gonna Rock Your World, kind of cheesy off of this album, or cheesy title, great track though, off of this album, Supermarket Soundtrack, it's getting panned, Feel Your Logic. I don't know the rest of your work, I just discovered this track, but I like it, so hopefully the critics aren't being too harsh. Vampire Weekend, Big Blue off of This Life Unbearably White EP. Six songs. I was expecting an album. I'm still expecting an album or hoping for one. Although this EP is a really fine return to form, each track is different. I like how they mix up the up-tempo tracks with the ballads like that one. I'm just really so excited that Vampire Weekend's making a return. I just really, really appreciate that band, and I'm looking forward to more work from them. But hopefully there's a full album on the way. But definitely check out This Life / Unbearably White EP. Just was released about a week or two ago. Prior to that, one of my very favorite tracks, Dreaming My Life Away from Best Coast from 2012, The Only Place. That's Beth Constantino and Bob Bruno on drums. Just an amazing drum track and rhythm, really cool vocals. That's like just really, they're a really good no-nonsense band. They released a kids album, I just found out, last year. I haven't checked it out, Best Kids, but they haven't released a full-on rock album for about 4 years, so I'm looking forward to more work from them. But The Only Place is a great record. Just, I'm a big fan of female vocal-led hard, like just really catchy rock. I think it's this unique kind of blend that is just almost perfect usually. So definitely feeling that track. And prior to that, along the same vein, Snail Mail, Speaking Terms from Lush from last year. I didn't really get into the Snail Mail hype. I didn't really know what they were all about. But now I heard that track and I'm like, wow, that is really, really stellar. So I played that track. I'm going to get into more Snail Mail, and heard that she's just this amazing up-and-coming artist, super young, participated in the Girls Rock Camp, and has been just writing like great tunes since like 13 years old. So yeah, pretty cool. Sharon Van Etten, Jupiter 4, this epic power ballad. Like, I mean, epic power ballad off of Remind Me Tomorrow. I've only listened to that album a few times. Each time I was just really impressed. But yeah, that track is just out of control. So we're going to say goodnight. We still have some more great work for you. Just basically Divine Intervention on guitar and record. So we're going to get things going. Stay tuned for Ninth Wave, and we'll see you next week. Take care, everyone. Thank you.
Christmas.